The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, I gave you the Eastern Conference. Now it's time for the West. The Western Conference preview is about to get underway, guys. We go through all the teams. I give you my predictions as far as division finishes. Also, I'll tell you my playoff team predicted, play-in teams as well, and my bold predictions in the West. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, this is your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we're a day away, guys. Tuesday, October 21st, the NBA season begins and all the craziness for me starts. So there you go. But I look forward to it. Of course, that very first game, the Oklahoma City Thunder raising the Raptor for their championship banner, getting their ring as well while playing the Houston Rockets. I look forward to that, checking that out. And guys, just excitement from there. So there you have that. Before I get into my Western Conference preview, I just want to give a shout out for this past weekend, guys. Afros and Audio, their 7th festival and their final festival. So there you have that. Shout out to Tlaib and his whole crew over there, all those that were able to mold this thing together. Friends like Shamiko, also Jeannie, his good friend over there. They did an excellent job. And guys, all the speakers, fantastic job all the way around, guys. And I was able to go to the Black Podcast Awards. I got to see a lot of my podcast peeps get that hardware. My guy, Dominic Lawson, of course, he came home with a few more to put on the mantle. So kudos to him. Guys like Quincy Lewis over there, he got producer of the year, so shout out to him. Also, I got to see my buddy Lisa. She got some awards as well over there. Anna Deshawn, what more can I say about her? She's doing her thing. So she got a Legends Award and plus a few more as well. So big shout out to my peoples over there. And then Saturday night, they did it up, after party, all the things. It was a vibe, guys. It was a vibe. So shout out to all that went on this weekend. I was glad to be a part of it. And there you go. Much appreciated. So all my good friends over there got to hang out, eat, and all the things. So too many people are naming, but so glad to see you all there. And till we meet again, of course. All right, guys. So with that said, let me get into this Western Conference preview. You know how I do it. I'll go Southwest, Northwest, Pacific, go through each of the 5 teams, and at the end, I'll give you my prediction as far as the finish in those divisions. And then the playoff teams, then the play-in teams, then my predictions. All right. So here we go. Let's start with the Southwest. We're going to start with the Dallas Mavericks, guys, coached by Jason Kidd. And their starting lineup, Kyrie Irving, who we know had the ACL injury. So we won't see him until 2026. So of course, we wish him well. All the healing, all that goes on with there, the rehab. So we'll see him on the court soon, hopefully. Klay Thompson will be at the other guard for them. Cooper Flagg, their rookie, top pick in the draft, guys, will be at the three position. Anthony Davis, of course, he's your four for them, your star player there. And then Daniel Gafford at the center position. And then your subs, more likely it'll be either, as I said in the training camp video, it'll be either D'Angelo Russell or Brandon Williams starting at the point guard position, holding it down until Kyrie gets back on the court. And then from there, Dante Exum, he's a guy, a guard. He actually can play both guard positions. Also, Jaden Harvey is there. Max Christie, who came over along with Anthony Davis from L.A., he's a part of that rotation, guys. Najee Marshall, he's a guy who can fill in at the three for you. P.J. Washington, he can play either forward position, but more prominently at the four. And then Derek Lively, the second, is your backup center. The losses, really only one, to be honest, Spencer Dinwiddie. You lose a guy like that, but in his place, and it's funny because both those guys were in with the Nets, so go figure. So there you have that. With that said, the question for them, can they stay in it? Can they stay in the hunt until Kyrie returns? In other words, staying amongst those top six until Kyrie gets back. We'll see what happens. So there you have that. Let us continue. The Houston Rockets under M.A. Udoka. Right now, guys, you have a major dilemma there. I talked about it when I did my training camp episodes. No Fred VanVleet, guys. So right now, you're relying on Reed Shepherd, who, from all looks, he's played pretty well so far. So can that sustain into the regular season? We'll see. Or it's a Aaron Holiday, a longtime veteran, never really thrust into a situation like this. He's more of a sub than anything else. So there you have that. Also, Amen Thompson, he'll be at the other guard position for them, a player on the rise for the Houston Rockets. Kevin Durant, who you brought over, and oh, by the way, he has now been given the extension, guys. 2 more years at $90 million. So Kevin Durant locked in for this season and the next two after with the Houston Rockets, guys. Jabari Smith Jr. will be at the four position for them. And then your standout center, Alperen Sengun, will be at the five. Your subs, Josh Okogie, he's a guy who could play the three or the four. Jayshon Tate, another guy who could play multiple positions there. Tari Eason is still there, a guy who can swing between the shooting guard and the small forward. Dorian Finney-Smith, who you got him in free agency from the Lakers. Jeff Green is still there, old veteran over there for them. Steven Adams as your backup center, who played very well for them as a backup to Sengun. And they actually added more firepower, bringing in a Clint Capella, who, oh, by the way, was a Rocket at one time. He returns back to Houston, guys. Your losses, Fred VanVleet, guys, out for the season, guys. So there you have that. And Jalen Green, who you had to trade in order to get Kevin Durant. Also, Dylan Brooks. Excuse me. Cam Whitmore, who you let go, and Jock Landale. The question for them, how long will they wait before they add a competent point guard to their team? That remains to be seen. I'll talk about that later. So that's the Houston story. Let us continue on. The Memphis Grizzlies under Tomas Isalio. Their coach over there, remember he was the interim coach when they let go of Taylor Jenkins. Now he's the full-time coach there. So there you have that. Ja Morant will be your starting point guard, of course. Hoping to get a full season from him. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who you got in return when you dealt out Desmond Bane. He'll be at the other shooting guard. Jalen Wells, your outstanding rookie from last season, who season was cut short, unfortunately, but he will be at the three position for you. Jaren Jackson Jr., given a $250 million extension, is your four for this team, and then Zach Edey at the five. Unfortunately, Zach Edey has an ankle injury, so he'll be out till early November. We'll see how that goes as far as his healing process. Your subs, Ty Jerome, who you got from Cleveland. He'll be one of your guards coming off the bench. Scottie Pippen Jr., and just got word, guys, he's out with a toe injury. 12 weeks, he'll be reevaluated, guys. Big blow for them. Scottie Pippen Jr. has played well for them, guys, so that's a major concern, so we'll see what happens there. Cedric Coward, your rookie, he will be part of the mix as well. He's a guy who can play the two or the three, probably. Cam Spencer as well, who was a rookie last season as well. Gigi Jackson, still there, a young player for them. Santi Aldama, one of your valuable bigs coming off the bench, and you're going to need him with no Zach Edey until early November, so you're going to need him. Jock Landale, another big you can use, and Brandon Clark, a guy who's had a long list of injuries as well, especially with his knee, so we'll see how that runs. Your losses, Desmond Bane, like I said, he was traded away, and Luke Kennard. Question is, can this team surprise everyone with a top six finish? I'll give you the answer to that later on, but I'll give you my prediction for them in a little bit. The New Orleans Pelicans, guys, under Willie Green. I think Willie Green might be under a bit of a hot seat. Right now, for them, your starting point guard, you won't have him, DeJounte Murray. He's going to be out with his knee injury, possibly January of 2026. We'll see. That's the early hopes as far as him coming back. At the other guard, Jordan Poole, who you got from Washington when you made a trade for him, sending C.J. McCollum on his way to the Wizards. So he'll be the other two guard for you. Trey Murphy III will be your three, and you know him. He's long, Mr. Long Distance. He's a guy who can fill it up for you. Zion Williamson, guys, he only played 30 games last season, so will this be the season where I'll leave that for my question. So Zion Williamson at the four, and then Yves Miesi, your rookie from last season, he will play the five position for you. So there you go. Your subs, Jose Alvarado. Grand Theft Alvarado, he'll play one of your guard positions for your team. Jeremy Fears, rookie, more likely than not, he may be the guy who fills in for Murray while he's out. So keep an eye on this rookie here. Jordan Hawkins, he's a guy who can play the two for you. And then Herbert Jones, who was given a contract extension as well, but he'll be a guy coming off your bench as of now. Kevon Looney, who you got from the Warriors, you signed him as a free agent. And Derek Queen, a rookie big that you got in the draft. He'll be part of the rotation, guys. Your losses, C.J. McCollum, I just mentioned him. Bruce Brown is no longer there. And Kelly Olynyk, he is no longer in the fold. And the question for them, will we finally see Zion reach the 70-game plateau? He has yet to play 70 games in a season, guys. So we'll see what happens with Zion. His health woes behind him, we'll see. So there you have that. Let us continue. The San Antonio Spurs under Mitch Johnson, who has been groomed for this position by Greg Popovich. He now takes over full-time for them. And his starters, De'Aaron Fox, who has a hamstring injury, guys, so he's going to miss some time. He'll be back early November by the looks of it. So speedy recovery for him. Stephon Castle will be your one guard. He was your rookie of the year last season, guys. A kid with promise. He'll be the shooting guard. Your small forward, I think they'll go with the veteran, Harrison Barnes, the veteran present in your starting lineup. He'll be at the three. Jeremy Sochan, who you experimented with last year, but to no avail. He'll be at your four. You just leave him there and let him do his thing there. And then your center, of course, Victor Wembanyama. It looks like the blood clot situation is behind him for the moment. So that's good news for this organization. So you're glad to hear that. So he will be your five. Your subs, Devin Vassell, who I thought would have more of a breakout season, but that wasn't to be, guys. So he'll be coming off your bench, filling the two or the three position for them. Dylan Harper, who they're saying can play either guard position. He's a rookie, by the way, coming in. He will be in the mix. Julian Champagne is another guy who'll be a rotational player for them. Carter Bryant, guys, a rookie. He'll be in the mix as well to be utilized by Coach Johnson. Luke Kornet, who you brought in from the Boston Celtics, and then Kelly Olynyk coming from the New Orleans Pelicans. So those are some bigs who can come in and spell Wemby at the five. Your losses, Chris Paul will not be there for the Spurs. It was a one-year contract that he had anyway. He has moved on. And Malachi Branham, no longer in the fold as well. And then Sandro, who went to Toronto, he is no longer with the squad. Question, can this team be among the play-in teams in the West? A lot of people are thinking that they're going to take that big leap. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, but with that said, let me predict the finish here. I'm going to go out on a limb in this division, guys. I'm picking the Memphis Grizzlies. I think something's brewing over there, and I'm going to pick them. I'm going to pick them as the team coming out of that division. So I'm picking them first. Second will be the Dallas Mavericks. I think they'll do enough to hang in there until the Calvary comes in, more like Kyrie. I think they'll be able to hold on until then. So I'm picking them as second. Houston Rockets, I think the point guard situation, if all things were being equal and you had Van Fleet there, I would have picked them to win this division. But I think that situation bears watching. And also, too, you got to remember, too, you're going to have to low manage KD as well. He's not a spring chicken guy. So there you have that. So I'm picking them third in this division. Fourth, San Antonio Spurs. I think they will you'll see improvement with them, I think, this year. That's for sure. And then pulling up the rear in fifth, the New Orleans Pelicans. So there you have that. All right, let's move to the Northwest. And we'll start with the Denver Nuggets, coached by David Adelman. Remember, Mike Malone, just weeks away from the playoffs, let go by this franchise. So David Adelman has taken over your starting lineup. Jamal Murray is your point guard there. At the two guard, Christian Brown, who just today, guys, given a 5-year, $125 million extension. So Christian Brown will be in Denver for the foreseeable future, armed with a contract extension. So there you have that. And then Cam Johnson, who you brought over in a trade where you traded out Michael Porter Jr. That's the wise trade to make, guys. You're bringing in a younger player with much potential, guys. So that's the smart play there. So he's at the three position for you. And then at the four, Aaron Gordon, steady veteran, a presence in your locker room, all of that. He's at your four position, guys. And then the Joker, Nikolai Jokic, is your center there, guys. Your bench looks a lot better than it once did. Perry Washington, he'll probably fill in for Jamal Murray at the point guard position. Bruce Brown, you brought back. I thought this was a very good move for them. He's a guy who knows the system, who knows the Denver area well, being up there. So there's familiarity in that regard. I thought that was a very wise thing for them to bring him back. Tim Hardaway Jr. gives you some scoring punch off the bench, something that you need. Julian Strafer, a young forward for them. You have him in the mix there. Zeke Nnaji, you have a forward there that you can utilize. And Jonas Valanciunas, probably the best backup center Nikolai Jokic has had in quite some time with the Denver Nuggets. So he'll be backing him up and spelling for him. And also, De'Ron Holmes II, his rookie season was derailed last year with a knee injury. Now he's back. So he's a guy who could be in the rotation as well. Your losses, Michael Porter Jr., like I said, he was sent to Brooklyn. Russell Westbrook, I'm surprised he didn't come back, guys, but Russell Westbrook, and I'll talk about him later in a minute. DeAndre Jordan, who was the longtime backup to the Joker, but a bit long in the tooth, so he's no longer in Denver. And then Dario Saric let go as well. Question is, do they have enough firepower coming off the bench to remain among the elites? Very good question. Seems like they've restocked and reloaded. So But we'll talk about that later. So that is the Denver story. Let us continue. The Minnesota Timberwolves, coached by Chris Finch. Chris Finch, guys, he's one of the long-tenured coaches in the league right now. Due to the high turnover in coaching, he's among the top five as far as tenure goes. So imagine that. So there you go. Anyhow, his team comprises of Michael Connolly. He'll be the point guard. He'll hold the fort until Dillingham is ready. I'll talk about him in a minute. Anthony Edwards, of course, your Mercurial superstar. He's at the two position, guys. Jaden McDaniels, your solid three. A guy who's a two-way player is at the three. Julius Randle, who had a transitional season last year. I think he'll be more at ease this season for them. He's at your four. And then Rudy Gobert is your five. Your subs, Rob Dillingham, who I just mentioned, only played 49 games, guys, so you need a healthy campaign from him as he backs up Connolly. And, guys, they need him to be healthy because Connolly is not a spring chicken, so you're going to need solid backup play, and Dillingham can give them that. Dante DiVincenzo, he's another guy who was beset with injuries last season, but I think you can see a better season this go-round for him. And then Terrence Shannon Jr., a young piece for them. He'll be in the mix. Naz Reid, also a guy who's won Sixth Man of the Year. He is, of course, invaluable to that team. He can play the four to five for you. For the Timberwolves, Joe Ingles, a guy who's long in the tooth as well. He's been around the block and back. So there you have that. And then Joan Berenger, a rookie who will be also amongst the rotational guys for the Timberwolves. Your key losses, Nickeil Alexander-Walker. He went to the Atlanta Hawks. Luke Garza went to Boston. So that's two pieces there, no longer in Minnesota. And the question is Dillingham ready to take over the reins for Connolly? You better hope the answer is yes. Because, again, Connolly is, you know, he's up there. So you're going to need an heir apparent come in soon. So we'll see what happens with that. So that's Minnesota. Let us continue. The Oklahoma City Thunder, guys, your reigning champions, coached by Mark Daigneault. Your starting lineup, the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Your point guard over there for that team, Lou Dort, will be at the two guard position. And at your three, Jalen Williams, who broke out last season, all-star campaign, all the things. He's your three guys. Chet Holmgren, hopefully you'll get a full healthy season from him. That's your four. And at center, Isaiah Hartenstein, who came over from the Knicks, a value piece, and he was able to reach championship status. So iHeart gets his ring, and kudos to him for that. Now, if Daigneault wants to go small, you use Holmgren as your center. You slide Williams over to your four, Dort to your three, SGA to your two, although he plays the one any way you slice it. And then you'll start a Cason Wallace. So there's a lot of ways that Daigneault can go with this lineup. So there you have that. Coming off the bench, though, Isaiah Joe, very valuable piece for that team over there. Alex Caruso, a brilliant ad for them when they brought him over, trading Josh Giddey away to bring him in. A two-time champion, by the way, once with the Lakers, then with the Thunder. Aaron Wiggins, he's another guy who can absolutely light it up when the opportunity calls for it. So he's one of the valued bench players for that club. The other, Jalen Williams, he remains there as well, guys. Kenrich Williams, another valuable bench player. These Thunder have very unsung, solid bench players who fit their system. That's always important. And then Tom Sorber, who's a rookie, guys, who you're bringing in. He has some size, so that will help, especially if you lose a Holmgren for an extended period of time. So you have some big depth there. Losses? Believe it or not, they have none, guys. And this is rare in the NBA where after a championship, you don't lose players, you don't lose coaches. They didn't lose a coach in all of this. So very rare for that to happen, guys. So there you have that. But the question, of course, whatever question could it be, can they repeat as champions? That's the big question, guys. Let us move on. The Portland Trail Blazers, coached by Chauncey Billups. And your lineup over there, Drew Holiday coming over from the Boston Celtics. He dealt away Anthony Simons to bring in a veteran point guard. And he will be at the floor general position for them. Staten Sharpe. And word just came down, guys. 4 years, $90 million extension for Staten Sharpe. They see a lot of promise in this kid. So much so that they dealt Simons to give him a full opportunity, guys. I look forward to seeing what he does with that opportunity. At the three, Dene Avaji, coming over from Washington last season, had a very solid year for them. He's at the three position for them. Jeremy Grant, I think it's just a matter of time, him holding the four at that position. He is at the four for them. And then Donovan Clingan. They pretty much cleared the board for this young center to have an opportunity, and it's right here for him. He is your starting center for the Trailblazers. Your sub, Scoot Henderson, he's going to miss some time with a torn hamstring, guys. They're looking at mid to late November, his return, so they'll have to man the fort until he gets back. But you do have a Blake Wesley who can fill in and give Drew Holiday some quality minutes. Also, a Delano Banton, he's another guy who can play either guard position for you. Matisse Thybulle, he's a guy, a defender that you need coming off the bench. Tumani Kamara, he was given a contract extension, guys. 4 years, $82 million. So I think it's just a matter of time, guys, before he's the starting four for that team. And he's a guy who, oh, by the way, made the all-defensive team last season. So there you have that. But Kamara, they see high hopes for him in the future over there for the Trailblazers. So I think it's just a matter of time before he's a starter. Chris Murray, another young forward over there. Robert Williams III, a big, very good defender. Just injury history, guys. Always besets him. And then Yang Hansen, who they got in the draft. A big that they got in the draft, guys. Definitely giving you some depth behind Klingon and Robert Williams III. Losses, two major ones. DeAndre Ayton, I'll tell you about him later. And Anthony Simons, we already talked about. So there you have that. Now the question is, can they vault themselves into the play-in tourney? very, very interesting question. And we'll talk about that, like I said, a little later. And then finally, the Utah Jazz, coached by Will Hardy. Like I said, he was given a contract extension over there. They see a lot of promise in him, I imagine. So there that is. For them, starting Isaiah Collier, who towards the end of last season, guys, he was one of the top point guards as far as dishing the basketball goes. So he's one of your starting guards. And then Keontae George, opportunities has opened up for him with no Colin Sexton, no Jordan Clarkson. The door's wide open for him, so he'll be the other guard. So you have two guards here who can handle the ball, who can kind of play off each other. So that's a good thing for them. In your front court, Lauri Markkanen, of course, injuries is a concern with him. He's at one of your forward positions. And then Ace Bailey, the rookie, I believe, for all intents and purposes, all I'm hearing, he'll be the starting forward for them as well. And then your center, Walker Kessler, a center who can long arms, can block shots. It's just a matter of foul trouble, being able to control that, and injuries as well. So there you go. Your subs for that team, Walter Clayton Jr., a rookie for them, part of that championship Florida team from the NCAA tournament. So he's one of your guards. Gorgas Niang, a guy who's a 3-and-D guy. He'll play a guard position as well. Kyle Anderson you have there, guys. Also, Kyle Filipowski, who had a nice rookie campaign on the low, guys. He filled in for them very well. So we'll see what happens with him. Taylor Hendricks is an enigma right now, guys. He's only played the 3 games, so he had knee injury. So you don't know what you have in him just yet. He's a young forward with a lot of promise. We'll see how he develops. Kevin Love, you brought in from the Miami Heat. So he's there. Josef Nurkic, who you brought in as well, coming from Charlotte. And then John Tongjae, a rookie for the Utah Jazz. Your losses, Sexton, I talked about him. John Collins, you no longer have. He's in with the Clippers now. And Jordan Clarkson with the Knicks. Question for them, will being a perennial lottery team ever pay off for them? They're forever in the lottery, guys, getting nice picks, but is that translating? That's a huge question. So with that said, my prediction, this was a fairly easy division to predict. Oklahoma City, I think, will be head and above everybody else in that division. Then from there, the Denver Nuggets, I think the Denver Nuggets retooled themselves very well, and they will be right behind the Oklahoma City Thunder in that division. Followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think the uncertainty at the point guard position, I think that's my major concern with that team. So, that's my concern with them. And depth, I think if they had better depth. I understand you have a Naz Reid, but outside of that, yeah, I would worry about their depth. So, Minnesota third, Portland fourth. I think they're a young team on the rise, guys, and then Utah at the fifth position. Now let's turn our attention to the Pacific Division, and then we'll close it out with the top six and your play-in possibilities. Starting with the Golden State Warriors, coached by Steve Kerr, of course. Your starters, Steph Curry, of course. Your point guard over there, point guard in name. And there you have that. At the upper guard position, now I put in the training camp episode, it'll be between Buddy Hield and Brandon Podemski. I think Podemski ends up being the guard for them starting. I think so. He's more of a two-way guy. Buddy Hield, he's a traffic cone, guys. He's not going to get in there defending. You need somebody like that next to Steph. So I think Brandon is the guy to start with Steph. In your front court, Jimmy Butler, I think, will be your starting three there. Draymond Green, your buddy and mine, will be the four. And I think they go Quentin Post, guys. He gives them a different dynamic. He's the stretch five. So I think they go in that route. You can also do Draymond at the five, Kuminga at the four, and then Butler at the three, or you can interchange Kuminga and Butler as far as the forward position goes. But I think Draymond is too long in the tooth to be playing the center position full time. So there you have that. That's my thoughts on that. Your subs. Gary Payton Jr., I think he'll be the major guy filling in for Steph Curry. Then Buddy Hield, like I said, he's better off in a bench situation anyway. He's a guy to give you firepower off the bench, so I think that's the position for him. Moses Moody, still there, guys. He can play your two position, possibly your three if you like. Donovan Kuminga, who's on with that one-year contract with them, hopefully hoping to move on from greener pastures somewhere else, which would be nice if you're able to do that for him, but we'll see what happens. But I'm not sure if he makes it through the season as a Warrior. I'm just saying. Al Horford, who you signed to come in that regard, a veteran guy, fits right in with the squad. I thought this was a very nice get for them. And then Trace Jackson Davis, a guy that you could have a Horford right there to teach him and be a mentor to him. I think that'd be a nice thing for Jackson Davis. And then Seth Curry, who they recently cut, but all signs point to them bringing him back. So Seth Curry could be back in Golden State with his brother. So there you have that. Your losses, just Kevon Looney. He has gone elsewhere to the Pelicans, in fact. So question for them, will Steve Kerr be able to blend the youth in along with the experienced players? And will that be enough to catapult them into the West top six? Very intriguing question for them. So let us continue. The LA Clippers, coached by Tyronn Lue. And Ty Lue, his starting lineup. James Harden, of course, at your point guard position. Of course, he is your floor general for them. Bradley Beal at the two position for them at shooting guard. Kawhi Leonard only played 37 games last season, guys. So Kawhi, we'll see what happens with him as far as his health. That's always a major concern. John Collins, I think, will be your starting four guys coming from Utah. I think he's going to give them exactly what they need. And Ivica Zubac at your center position for the Clippers. Coming off the bench, the native son comes home. Chris Paul will be the backup to James Harden for the Clippers. interesting because at one time, Chris Paul, the point guard for the Houston Rockets, James Harden, also a point guard for the Houston Rockets. So there you have that. Chris Dunn, another guy who can fill in at the point guard position there. Bogdan Bogdanovic as your shooting guard there, also can play some small forward. And then Derrick Jones Jr., a guy who can play the three for you, especially if you lose Kawhi for an extended period of time. Nicholas Batum, you have there. Brook Lopez, you brought from the Milwaukee Bucks. He can back up Ivica Zubac and be a solid backup for him. And then Yannick Kanaan Niedenhauser is your rookie there who will be part of that rotation. Your losses, Norman Powell heading to the Heat. Ben Simmons, not brought back, guys, so it'll be interesting to see if he stays unemployed and on the sidelines. Drew Eubanks as well, you lost. The question for them, can Kawhi give you around 50 to 60 games this season? You're going to need it, guys, especially if you're going to rule in that division. You're going to need him, so we'll definitely see what happens in that regard. Let's continue. The LA Lakers under J.J. Redick, who had a pretty good first season coaching. You got to give him his credit, guys. You know, a lot of people wanted to see him fail, but J.J. Redick, he did a good job. You got to give the man his props. So, in the fold, Luka Doncic, of course, your point guard, who you brought in. And, guys, like I said, he has now lost the weight. He's in good shape, guys. And I think, well, I'll do it with my question, but I think he's in poise for a big year for the Lakers. Austin Reeves, a guy who's pretty much singing for his supper. He's a guy who I think he'll have a fine year. LeBron James. Now, LeBron will miss about a month of the season with sciatica. So he won't be back until mid-November by the looks of things. So hopefully we'll see what happens there. Rui Hachimura will be your other forward position. He can play either one. So you have flexibility there. And DeAndre Ayton, coming from the Portland Trail Blazers, he was bought out and signed with the Lakers. So, as Coach O said in the 300th episode, I kind of echoed it, I'll be interested to see if JJ could get more out of Ayton than a Chauncey Billups did over there in Portland. So that remains to be seen. Your subs. Marcus Smart, remember he was bought out by the Washington Wizards. He goes to L.A. Actually, word has it that Luka, of all people, wanted Marcus Smart to come there. So that's a pretty good get, especially if you get a healthy Marcus Smart, a motivated Marcus Smart. I think that's a nice signing. Gabe Vincent, a guy who hasn't given you all that much. He's still in the fold. Dalton Connect, who's been given a second chance at life in terms of being a Laker. He fills in at that two position for them. Jared Vanderbilt, hopefully he has a healthy season for them. He can play either any front court position, to be honest with you. He can play it. He's that good a defender. Jake LaRavia, a guy you picked up and brought in, so he'll be in the mix. And Maxi Kleber, he's a stretch four, guys, so And he can also play a little center as well. And Jackson Hayes backing up 8. Losses, Dorian Finney-Smith. That's kind of a big loss, to be honest with you. Not having a guy of that caliber. Markieff Morris, who kind of long in tooth, so you'll be all right in that regard. And then Alex Lynn, your big, no longer there. Question, is Luka headed towards a MVP season? All the signs point to it, guys. The losing of the weight, even LeBron being out that first month of the season, so the team is going to be his from the outset. So what he does in this first month, I'm going to be very interested to see that. So there you have that. And then the second question, will LeBron remain a Laker throughout the season? I wrestled back and forth with this, but I think he will. I think they'll finish kind of high in their division. I'll tell you where in a minute, but I think he remains unless he wants out. I think that's the only way he leaves. So we'll see what happens there. So there you have it. All right, so let's continue. The Phoenix Sun, coached by first-year coach Jordan Ott, coming in. Your starters, Devin Booker, at the point guard position. He's going to play point guard for them, guys. So for better or for worse, he's going to have the ball, guys. Jalen Green will be your shooting guard there. I'm very interested to see how he plays. Will the trade, him going to Phoenix, will that light a fire under him? Because I tell you what, guys, a couple of seasons back, he had like a month period where he was playing like a top 5 player in the league. That's how well he was playing. Does he bring that fire to Phoenix? We'll see. Dylan Brooks will be at the small forward. Another guy coming over from the Rockets. I think he'll be motivated too. Ryan Dunn will be your starting 4. And then at the center position, Mark Williams. The off-injured Mark Williams will be at the 5. Your subs, Grayson Allen, still there. He'll play probably your shooting guard position for them. Colin Gillespie, you have him there in the mix. Royce O'Neal. He can play either forward position for you. Jared Butler, he'll be in the mix. Nigel Hayes-Davis. Nick Richards, also a player who's played with Mark Williams before. He'll be his backup as far as the center position. And then Carmen Malik, who's a rookie. He's a big as well, guys. So how he fits into the center rotation, I'll be interested to see. Your losses, of course, is Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, they bought out. Monty Morris wasn't brought back. And Bol Bol, he's no longer there. I'm surprised nobody picked up Bol Bol, but that's a story for another day. Question, can this team compete without KD and without Bradley Beal? Big question there. We'll see. And then the last team, the Sacramento Kings, coached by Doug Christie. And your lineup over there goes as such. I think your starting point guard will be Dennis Schroeder. He's a guy who you brought in the offseason. He's already been there as far as training camp and all the things. So I think he'll be the starting point guard for them. Zach LaVine will be at the 2 for them, guys. A guy who can light it up, of course. DeMar DeRozan still over there. He'll play the small forward for them. Keegan Murray will be your 4, but he's going to be out with a thumb injury. He won't be back till mid-November, so you'll have to fill in players in the mix of that. So we'll see there. And then this one, Domantas Sabonis, just came out that he's has a hamstring injury. So he's going to miss a week, guys. So bad news for the Kings in that regard. Your subs, believe it or not, guys, Russell Westbrook, he signs with the Sacramento Kings. I'm not thrilled with this, to be honest with you. I thought the logical move was him going to the Houston Rockets. I thought that was a fait accompli. The fact that he didn't go there, he could have went back to Denver. That even that made sense. There's a multitude of places he could have went. He could have went to Minnesota, in fact, if they weren't sure about Dillingham. At least you got a Russell Westbrook there. But the Kings just doesn't make sense to me because I don't see the Kings being – yeah, it just doesn't flesh out to me. But that's where he chose. What are you going to do? But yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, Malik Monk, also on your bench, a guy who could play either guard position, guys. Keon Ellis, backup two for them. Neek Clifford, a rookie. I think he'll be in the rotation, guys. Doug McDermott, I think he's a guy who probably, as of now, he'll be the guy starting probably next to DeMar DeRozan in that lineup until Keegan Murray gets back. Drew Eubanks is a guy also. Probably you'll need to play him at the five right now because you don't have Sabonis for the week. So automatically he'll be thrust into action. And then Dario Saric, who can fill the four of the five. Losses, Giannis Valanciunas. He's one of the guys you lost in the offseason. And then Jake LaRavia as well. Question is, do they have enough there to stay in the play-in spot? I don't know, guys. I just don't know. So with that said, my predicted finish, this is one I kind of wrestled with, but I'm going to say the Clippers. I'm going to say the cream rises to the top as far as Ty Lue being able to get this ball club on top of that division. I think they finish above the Lakers. I really think that. And then third will be the Golden State Warriors, guys. I think they'll be in the third position there. I know there's a period where you might have Steph. Every year, Steph has like an injury that keeps him out for a little longer than you expect. And then the others got to carry the load. And then, but I'm picking them third. Fourth, Sacramento Kings only by default because Phoenix, I think, is going to be not so good. So there you have that. All right, guys. So with that said, my predictions. Top six, OKC, Denver, the Clippers. So those are your division winners. Well, no. Except for Denver, they're in that Northwest. Also Memphis, since I picked Memphis first in the Southwest. Minnesota, I think, will be a top 16, and the Lakers will be a top 16. Your play-in teams, I think Dallas, because you'll miss Kyrie, I think they'll keep them in the hunt, but I think they'll be play-in. Houston, with their point guard situation, I think they're a play-in. Golden State, I think, is a play-in team. And I think Portland. I think Portland surprises and becomes a play-in team, guys. So there you have it. Bold predictions. I think Houston will sign Ben Simmons within the next month. I think Ben Simmons is a guy who's out there, a guy who can play your point guard position, doesn't give – it's low risk, high reward. I think they sign him within a month. Ja Morant, I think, will be an all-star again. I think he's motivated to kind of clear his name, so to speak, and get him himself back into the superstar mix. Jeremy Fears, I think, will be in the running for Rookie of the Year, along with a Cooper Flagg, along with possibly a VJ Edgecombe. I think he has an opportunity here, guys, early to get in that conversation. I think Jeremy Grant and Laurie Markkanen will be dealt by the trade deadline, if not before. I think both of those guys don't fit with what both of those teams are doing, Portland or Utah. So I think they're on the move. And I think either Dennis Schroeder or Russell Westbrook will not be a king by the season's end. Which one it is, I'm not sure, but I don't see both of them being there at the end. So there's that. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. As always, All Things Basketball with TD.com is the website. Clips, episodes, all of that. YouTube channel, have that as well. Podcast platforms on all of them, Apple included. Leave reviews. 5 stars, guys. 5 stars. Also, donate. Cash App, GD That Sports Dude. Again, Cash App, GD That Sports Dude. Also, another way to support, PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee. I have it in the scrolls here, but it's also on my website, on my donate page. Also, Spotify, donate. Social media, Instagram, TikTok, some Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that's pretty much the tale as far as that goes. Guys, there was some other stuff I wanted to talk about. Maybe I'll save it. Maybe I'll do a special episode. But guys been chirping, man. Paul Pierce, he went on Club Shay Shay and talked a lot of nonsense. So there's that. Stephen A. is on the apology tour. He went on the Pivot. Now he's going on 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. I know what you're doing, Stephen A., but I'm going to save that. Anyhow, so we got to get into that kind of stuff. I'll tie it in. I'm probably going to have to do an episode, so we'll see what happens. All right, guys, thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care.